This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, in the big rigs. And, of course, our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and Company, taking the bulk mail from the BMCs over to the post offices so you can get your mail delivered to you today. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys out there delivering the gas and the diesel to Tom and company and all the guys that are out there doing that. And also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. We're on as at Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can find us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. You might see some things you like. Now, for this hour, we're going to start with the pledge, so here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, voters in South Carolina, Nevada, Texas, Maine, and North Dakota headed to the polls yesterday for the primary elections that they had there. There were some surprises, and there were some not-so-surprises. The biggest one, I suppose, was in Texas, in the 34th special congressional race, where Mexican-born Myra Flores became the first Mexican-born woman to become elected to Congress in Texas in the special election. Now, that's the 34th district. Now, she will be going to Washington, D.C. That was a direct position where they get elected and off they go. She'll be going to Washington, D.C. to start her term there. And then she'll have to start thinking about campaigning all over again because in November, she'll be back on the ballot again as the incumbent running for re-election. So congratulations to her. Fine job she did. And she looks like as if she's going to be okay. Now, the elections also shed more light on the extent of Donald Trump's power on the Republican Party. And in one case, it didn't work. That was the case of Kate Arrington in South Carolina, who was running against Nancy Mace, and Donald Trump had endorsed Kate Arrington. She did not get elected. Nancy Mace, in fact, did. And she's going back as the nominee for Congress in her district in South Carolina. Where it did work in South Carolina was State Representative Russell Fry, who ran against the 10-year-long Congressman T- Tom Rice, who had voted for Trump's impeachment. So this was an opportunity for Trump to get back at him, and he did. So he went 1-for-2 in the state that I know of. And then there was Nevada. In Nevada, former State Attorney General Adam Laxalt was running against some folks, and he got the nomination there. He'll be going up against the incumbent Democratic Senator, Catherine Cortez Masto. And they're going to face quite an interesting race. It's already predicted to be a he-said, she-said type of race, so we'll see. And then in Nevada, you had Jim Merchant, who was running for Secretary of State. You also had others around the country. You had Representative Bruce Poliquin against Liz Caruso in Maine's GOP race for the 2nd Congressional District. And, of course, you had Jared Golden. Now, to say that Trump is a kingmaker is the understatement of the year because, for the most part, where he endorsed somebody, they won. The odds are pretty good right now still in his favor, but he's not 100%. So he's not exactly doing what some people think that he is in all of the districts. So I guess it depends on where you're at and what's going on, so to speak. Now, the governor's race in Nevada, on the Republican side, went to Mr. Lombardo. And again, we'll see where all of that works out. These are, of course, strictly primary votes. But it's better to be in than out, I guess, right? And then, of course, South Carolina, Lindsey Graham and company. He's still in the mix. And, of course, you got, as I said, you got Nancy Mace, who's still in the mix. So there you go. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And let me see. Let me get this, and we'll have Kyle take us out to break here. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Patrick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Speaking of hat tricks, tomorrow night, the Colorado Avalanche, hello Denver, and everybody listening to us on the Answer 710 KNUS up there in Denver. We already had a couple of conversations about this, but our Lightning will be playing your Avalanche, and we appreciate you hosting us up there. We'll try to leave the building intact, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And here to talk about that and a lot more is the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Good morning out there in Denver, Colorado.
Good morning, Denver, because they're the ones that we're going to try to address right now, aren't we?
Yes, sir. It should be a great match, Captain. The Colorado Avalanche, great offensive team, and the Tampa Bay Lightning being a great defensive team. We will see what wins championships in hockey in the new millennial. And it should be an exciting series. If Vasilevsky can keep up his goaltending abilities, the Lightning have a realistic shot to three-peat, which is very unheard of in professional sports nowadays. So we definitely are looking to see how that transpires. The Colorado Avalanche have been one of the highest scoring teams in hockey this year, and it should be a very formidable opponent. They've had 8 days of rest now. We're going to see if they're going to be rusty when they drop the puck at 8 o'clock tonight or not. And that affected the Lightning a little bit when they played the Rangers.
Yes, it did. So, mm-hmm.
See if the same thing happens to Avalanche. I think it's paramount, really, for the Lightning to win the first game to set a tone. If they lose the first game, even though they're the type of team that can come back, that would show that Colorado isn't rusty, and then it could be detrimental to Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But We'll see how it all pans out. Very unique that a Canadian team's not in the Stanley Cup Finals again.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of unheard of how that's been going on, where the game originated from. So a lot of people have been discussing that. Do you like that they play 81 games in hockey, or should they shorten that, Captain?
I think it's too many games in hockey. That's just my opinion, but what do I know? I mean, for some reason, you got hockey going over into baseball season and basketball season and football season. You know, let's kind of try to, if they want to really get attendance with people in the stands, maybe they ought to have a little bit more of their own time, you know what I mean? And not be...
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, Matt, a lot. And I wish it would be easier for the sports fan to do it. Well, especially now with everything going up. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Everything at the minimum has gone up 10%, and it's tough on the average guy to be able to enjoy things.
I just know we've got a sports fan in the line here. It's got a sports question. So, Backgammon Bob, what's your sports question?
Yes, sir, Tim. I was wondering, do you think we'll ever get an NBA team here in Tampa?
Oh, God. All right. We'll ask. Thank you. I say no, and the reason I say no is because of Orlando.
Well, no, Captain. The NBA really loves this area. They love Orlando. I think Tampa Bay might get a team. I mean, you look at the, you know, Tampa Bay. Baseball's, you know, trying to do better. Football's done great. Hockey's done great. Basketball attendance is up.
Okay, you know, okay. Here's my reasoning.
Okay.
Baseball would have to go for basketball to succeed here, in my opinion. They'd have to get rid of the baseball team in order to have a successful basketball team. That's just the way I...
You're Captain, other people said that, so your point is well taken.
Mm-hmm.
But you look down in Miami. The Heat have done well. The Marlins are getting better. The Dolphins have always done well.
That's Miami.
And the Panthers had a great year.
Yep.
Mine has more population than Tampa Bay.
It's a younger crowd down there, younger people, and yes, they like sports.
Yes. Well, I think if they move the Rays over to Tampa, okay, and you had, you know, a basketball team here. I mean, when the Raptors had to come here for the COVID, they drew pretty well, Captain.
They did, and I thought that was good. I was glad to see that.
So it's very interesting how it's all transpired. Mm-hmm. Speaking a little bit about basketball, I'm curious when this young lady Griner is going to be let out of Russia, Captain. Have you talked about that a little bit, you know, on the show?
No, I haven't said a word.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of wild that she's still there. I don't get that. I don't like any of our citizens being, you know, in another country being
somebody. Somebody's looking for money. Russia wants to get paid off, and nobody's paying them off.
Okay.
That's what it's got to be. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. All right. I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting news. Head coach Garrett, okay, he was the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys for a lot of years. Then he went up to be the Giants offensive coordinator when he was let go. In Dallas. Now he's going to be a football analyst. He's taking over Drew Brees' job with Coach Dungy. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. I'm curious to see how he's going to do. Because I thought he was a decent coach, Captain, and he was a decent backup quarterback. And he's a good football guy. So I can't wait for football season to start now. They're making these guys go through season training camps right now. Some guys are showing up, some aren't. The ones who aren't, they're talking about firing them because, I mean, to compete now in the National Football League, it's a year-round situation. So,
well, you can't find somebody like Gronkowski when they're not signed, can you?
Correct. No. And that's a different situation. I mean, he's already paid his dues. He's already proven what he can do in the National Football League. I mean, he doesn't need as much training camp as a third-year guy who's average. And him and Brady have known each other, so they're going to be on the same page. And the guy knows how to block with the best of them. Just a great all-around tight
end. Is he coming back, or is he going to go somewhere?
He's coming back. He'll give it one more year with Tom. And I don't know if this will be Tom's last year. I think it will be, but I wouldn't, you know, bet the farm on it. He's a very competitive guy. So he's going to keep playing as long as he can. And, hey, you can't fault the guy for that. It's hard to give something up that you love. So I'll give him, you know, his due in that regard, to say the least. The Golden Knights hired Cassidy, the Vegas hockey team. And Cassidy's a good coach, mm-hmm. so he'll do well over there. Las Vegas, being an expansion team, has really done well in hockey.
What was the name of the coach, John? Was it John Tortorella?
Oh, yeah, yeah, good guy, yeah. Tort was head coach for the Lightning, then he went up to the Rangers, and, yeah, he's been plugging along. He's a good guy.
Where is he now?
I think he's looking to do some analyst work, so we'll see what happens with Tort. He was a good guy. I like him.
Okay.
He was fun for the game. You know, I like guys. I'll tell you, I think it's fair to say that John Cooper's going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, to say the least. Can you believe 3 years in a row Coach Cooper's gotten this team to the Stanley Cup Finals, Captain?
Well, amazing. Because I know where he came from and I know the team in Syracuse, the answer is yes.
Good response, Captain.
He did very well in Syracuse. Very well.
Yes, he mm-hmm. did. He can get along with everybody. That's, I think, his trademark. You know, he has a law degree, so he knows how to communicate with people in that regard and get his point across. And that's why I think he's an excellent coach, a good motivator. And the guys love him and want to work hard for him. And they looked good in practice yesterday, Captain. There were some highlights of them practicing and going through some things. Lightning already. So
I'm sure they are. Crazy. I'm sure they are, because this time they didn't have to sit around and wait 8 days.
Exactly.
Like the Avalanche, and that kills the team to do that.
I really think it does too, Captain. And then the Golden State Warriors mm-hmm. and the Boston Celtics.
You know what the worst thing about it is, don't you? Not getting the hits. Not getting the hits. Banging into things. Not, you know, that's,
yes, Captain.
Yeah, it takes. Yep. It's like shell shock when you come back on the ice.
No, Captain, you hit it perfectly. Your body's kind of rested again, and now you got to get bruised up and beaten up again. No, very mm-hmm. good points. And now the first couple games, the lactic acid that's going to build in your body, it's going to take its toll.
Yep.
So you're right on the money, to say the least, Captain. Great points. Don't want to forget, just to let everybody know, the Golden State Warriors, Boston Celtics, Golden State's up 3-2 in the NBA Finals. They win one more, they're the champs. Boston's going to have to win two in a row. We shall see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State's really risen to the occasion.
All right, you got about 20 seconds if you can get out.
Oh, no. Gotcha, Cap. No problem, folks. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Patrick, I would help you out with all your insurance needs. 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain.
All right, we'll see you on Sunday. That's... Well, wait a minute. We'll see him on Friday. We'll talk to him again on Friday. Sorry about that. And then, of course, his show's on Sunday from 11 to 12, the Sports Zone. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Los Angeles area police officers who were rushed to the hospital Tuesday following a shooting have died. Two El Monte officers responding to an intersection where a possible stabbing was taking place at a hotel. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the police officers were shot by a suspect immediately after they arrived on the scene. Detective Andrew Meyer.
The suspect fled the hotel room into the parking lot, and a second officer-involved shooting occurred. The suspect was also struck by gunfire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Representative Tom Rice, the Republican from South Carolina, lost his re-election bid to a Trump-endorsed challenger, Russell Fry, on Tuesday night. Rice is the first House Republican to lose his re-election bid after voting to impeach President Trump. Representative Nancy Mace won, beating out a candidate backed by Trump. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Captain Matt Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around. And our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m. And if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com. And tell them Captain sent you.
Hey, don't forget Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan, and Moss Acura. Now, they've got a brand new location to be opening up in July up there in Brooksville, a brand new Moss Nissan dealership just east of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50 on the south side of the street. We'll let you know more when they get that ready to go. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful location. Well, you know, what we saw last night is the beginning of what I believe is going to be the red wave that's coming. This is not the first time that we've seen the Republicans win in areas where maybe they weren't supposed to. There's a major protest vote out there that's coming, major, across the country. People have had it. They've absolutely flat out had it with what's being done to them by this administration. The Democrats have absolutely no way but down to go. And I'm being serious. Their days are numbered. They're going to lose the House, and I believe at this point they're going to lose the Senate. And they're going to be done. You're going to be out of power except for the presidency. But what good's that going to do you? When you got a scrambling, rambling man that continues to just botch it. And the Democrats are scrambling to cobble together a case for why they should be reelected and maintain control in the House less than 5 months before the midterms. Unsurprisingly, Democrats just don't have much of a case to make ahead of the midterms. What are they going to say? Oh, well, we're saving you money on your taxes. Really? Give me a break. Oh, well, we've got, you know, a plan that's going to work in the long run. We have to have a little bit more time. It's just starting to work now. Yeah. Give me a break. The majorities in Congress and Biden in the White House have ushered in inflation in 40-year highs. People have never hurt as much before as they are right now. Gas prices are doubling in less than 16 months. They're setting records over $5 a gallon retail. Setting records. An open border. 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people a day, whatever the number is, coming in. Crime rampant in our big blue cities. And you want to talk about an international embarrassment to people that normally would come over here from Europe and just love being here and tell all their friends about the great time they were having? Can you imagine going to L.A. or going to San Francisco or going to where they've got those tent cities, people living on the sidewalks? Can you imagine that? And then you've got two-thirds of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. That's an embarrassment. It's a national embarrassment. And it's all because of what happened with the last election. You think I'm kidding you? I'm not. I mean exactly what I'm saying. And then you've got people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and their cohorts, who just sweep under the rug the attempted assassination plot that was uncovered of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. We don't do that sort of stuff in our country. We don't encourage it. We act immediately. We don't sit in our hands for a week or two and go, well, I don't know if we can do that. Well, I don't know. Nope. And I will tell you this. If Nancy Pelosi doesn't become the speaker this next time around, after they lose control of the House of Representatives, don't be surprised if she doesn't resign come January. She's going to get elected again to the House. There's no way she can't. Her district has been jerry-rigged to the point to where almost half the people could stay home and she'd still get elected. But we'll see. And that don't mean that she has a 50% majority, but she does have a significant majority in her home district. So we're dealing with a country that's going to vote their wallet this time around. And there ain't nobody that's got a wallet that's got a whole bunch of money in it right now, except and unless they're either in Washington, D.C., working in politics, or maybe they're in an oil company, or maybe they got lucky with real estate, and that's about it. That's about it. Everything else is short, hard to figure out, And again, we'll just have to see where we go. By the way, Kamala Harris, and here's an interesting dilemma right there. Let's say Joe Biden, who probably is still going to figure out a way or try to figure out a way, well, I want to run for president. I want another term, you know, because he thinks he can do it. I guess he thinks he's invincible right now. Well, he's not. All he's got to do is open his mouth, and we know that. But I think Kamala should be given her opportunity to run for president. Have Joe Biden retire, resign, whatever. Section 29, 25, whatever they call it. Whatever, whatever. But give Kamala the opportunity to get in there. I mean, hell. Could she be worse than Joe or the same? I'd say the same. And when she screws up, impeach her. The Republicans want to impeach somebody. So there's their opportunity right there. There's their opportunity. Want to impeach somebody so bad? Put Kamala in there. Now, I don't know for sure about who and why we're going to have people coming out of the woodwork. I would like to see on the Republican side, and by the way, the other thing is, and I meant to say this earlier and I didn't do it, they are going after Donald Trump. They are going after Donald Trump. They are going to try to indict him, and I believe that Liz Cheney, her whole mission in life right now, Liz Cheney's mission in life, is to indict Donald Trump and keep him from running for president. I believe that's her mission in life. She's got that bug about her, that itch about her, call it what you want. But we'll see where all of this goes, because this is not going to be pretty. None of this is going to be pretty, folks, and nobody ever said it should be. The economy is upside down and backwards. The housing industry all of a sudden has come to almost a complete stop. Not necessarily down here, but around the country. Money is going to be harder to borrow. They're going up 75 points at the Fed on their loans. Goodness sake. Just wait till you see the interest rate on that stuff. And you're going to have almost perfect credit, or you won't get the credit. Okay, we're coming back with the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way today here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. Appreciate you doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And a lot of people from around the country, when they can't find what they need to have at their local watering hole, guess what? They go to Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They call them up at 941-922-2345 and see what they have to offer. And a lot of parts are shipped back and forth across the country. So, stop by and see the gang in the store. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Great people. They do a great job. Very happy to be a part of them. All right. Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, is with us right now. Mr. Consumer Quarterback, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
I want to talk a little bit about some stuff that's going on there. We've had some calls from listeners here the last few nights. It actually started about a week or 10 days ago, and a lot of them are having issues with simple stuff. It sounds simple, but then again, nothing is simple anymore. We've got people that want to go into business, or they've saved their money and they want to do this and want to do that. They're scared to death whether or not to do it right now because credit is getting scarcer, and the insurance has gone up and the rent's gone up and all that sort of stuff. And they're just wondering, you know, what can I do? I've waited all my life to start my own business. I'm ready to go, but the business climate is not ready for me. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you gotta make sure you have a niche. You know, number one thing is your product or service going to be in demand? You know, fear, you're always going to have fear in life, and especially if you're going out on your own, you're going to be self-employed. But you got to make sure you have a niche, something that's in demand, something that people want to buy. And, you know, that's going to be the key. And then, you know, as far as taking the risk, yeah, you know, we can always complain about rates, but rates are still at, 10, 20-year lows. They're not at 40 to 50-year lows anymore, but they're still at 20-year lows. So, you know, we can kind of look for reasons why to do or not to do. But, yeah, just, you know, you got to have faith in yourself and have faith in God and know that, you know, if you're good at what you do, then people are going to come out and support you.
Now, rentals are just going through the roof. I know I had a friend of mine that was looking at a place, and he went over to look in the shopping center at this space that was there. It was an old store and whatnot, and he was going to use it for something in terms of retail. I don't really know what he was retailing, but the rent from the day before or 2 days before to the day of went up $250 total because the guy was apparently jacking, the property owner was apparently jacking his rates up based on the daily amount of money that he could get. You ever heard of such a thing?
Well, yeah, just depending on the retail. You know, if it's a retail, then it's going to be very, it's going to be conducive to that type of an environment, man, you know, especially certain mall situations. So, yeah, you know, the rents are up for residential, they're up for commercial and retail and just limited amount. And luckily, you know, here in Florida, there's people still moving here, about 1,000 a day moving to Florida. And, you know, unfortunately, it's causing some constraints in a lot of different places.
Well, I told the guy that was talking to me on the phone, I says, you know, do you have a motorhome? Yeah. Do you have a camper? Yeah. Can you tow the camper behind the motorhome? Yeah. Bring them both. You might need them.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. A lot of people are doing that. I'm selling houses and just went under contract, had multiple offers on one of my properties over the weekend, and similar story. They're going to be going RV in it. You know, folks are looking to RV and travel and enjoy that time of their life and more, you know, Godspeed to them, man. If they can do that, that's great.
It's not that bad, really, and I had a lot of people that did that. Plus, we had a motorhome, too, a Class A motorhome, my wife and I, when she was alive, and we went all over the place. One end of the country to the other. We'd go with some of our neighbors, or we'd get on one of these tours or one of these clubs, and that's how we would do it.
Yeah.
You know, take a 2 or 3 weeks, and you go all the way across the country and all the way back.
Yeah, that'd be so cool, man. I'd love to do that one day. That's a lot of fun. Sounds like a great time.
It is. Now, as a business person, you do a lot of work with people that are looking for business properties. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We do vacant land, commercial properties. We sell businesses as well. I've got restaurants to sell, commercial properties. Yep.
And how is that doing right now? Is it picked up? Has it stayed the same? Or?
You know, I haven't pulled specific stats for that. But, just for example, I have a loyal listener that for the 860 family listed with me last week. And we got a couple showings on their property. They got a nice commercial property over in Clearwater. Just outside of downtown, right off the Gulf of Bay. Nice. It's set up currently as an attorney's office. But yeah, we're getting some good showings on that. So I'm hoping that one will go, you know, under contract soon. And yeah, it just depends on the asset type and location, of course. But yeah, that's an interesting building. It's a great property as well, right there in beautiful Clearwater, Florida.
Now, there are real estate agents that buy properties and lease them out. and they might have two or three different offices or businesses in a building. Do you do things like that?
Yeah, we've seen that before. That's an interesting model. You have a lot of people that are just kind of into that renting a room type of thing and kind of using it as a co-work space. And you get the networking that happens in those buildings, too, where you have, you know, maybe an architect, an attorney, a CPA, a financial advisor, a mortgage, real estate title. You know, so you got combination of services sometimes that can happen in those buildings. And it creates a nice business environment for referrals as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to wrap this up, but what I want to do is tell everybody that you are the consumer quarterback, and you also are the real estate quarterback, but as a consumer quarterback, which is where you have your show, which is heard on my flagship station during the afternoon from, what is it, from 4 to 5?
4 o'clock, yes, sir.
We don't mention the station because it's a national show. It's on my flagship station here in Tampa. Everybody knows that. How to find that out. So there you go. So tell us how to get a hold of you, though, please.
Give me a call at 813-917-1894. You can call or text our hotline, 813-917-1894. And if you want to just send them an email, send me an email, brimes@kw.com. It's B-R-I-M-E-S at kw.com. Website is consumerqb.com.
And don't forget to tell the executive vice president she's doing a great job.
Yes, that's right. She's on summer break right now, but she's working hard. She's a hard worker.
Yeah, the chauffeur.
Yeah, that's right. She's doing a good job.
All right.
Chauffeuring around the summer.
All right. Listen, I will talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. That's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Check him out. And coming up right now, we got this guy.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me take on Roger Goodell and the idiots of the National Football League. By the way, I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. When I say I can walk into Jacksonville Jaguars and move Doug Peterson over, move Trevor Lawrence to the bench and take Tim Tebow and win us the Super Bowl this year with that team, that's what I can do. By the way, you have no – and let me tell the Washington Redskins, you're the Redskins, not the Commanders, okay? And let me tell – Jack Del Rio is right, okay? The President Joe Biden killed 13 soldiers when he first moved into office. These people are guilty of trespassing, okay? And then the FBI tried to force him. So let me tell ESPN and the rest of you idiots out there on sports rings, you don't know a damn thing about politics. So stay in your lane, but you're on the communist Russian payroll, so you can't say, if you're going to tell me Joe Biden is a better president for blacks than Donald Trump, then you're a lying piece of crap. That's what you are, okay? And your kids don't want to see you, and nobody wants to see you. Nobody's watching ESPN anymore, okay? Bunch of idiots. And let me tell the Redskins and Ron Rivera, you just signed Carson Wentz to a big contract. I'll take move Ron Rivera out. I'll take the head coaching job, and I'll tell the Redskins, we suck. And I'll take Tim Tebow in a one-year contract, and I'll win the Super Bowl under Daniel Snyder or the Miami Dolphins or somebody else that Tim Tebow's 10 times better. So let me, that's why I'm not a head football coach in the National Football League, because I'd be up there saying, Joe Biden sucks. He's bad for blacks. He's bad for Puerto Ricans. He's bad for America. And Donald Trump is president. Let's get to work.
All righty. John in Tampa, and he was on a roll this morning there. I will be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch on all of these stations across the country. And, of course, remember, the Captain's America Third Watch.com is the website. Go over there, check it out. If you want to send a message to the show, send it over there. In the meantime...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They hit what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.